Progress is still being made on the new Lighthouse Mission Ministries building on West Holly Street here in Bellingham. And to check in on an update on the construction and an announcement of a recent partnership, we've got the president of Lighthouse Mission Ministries, Hans Erschinger Davis, on the phone right now. Hans, thank you so much for joining us to chat.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So let's start with the update on the building itself. How is construction and progress going along on your new building?
It is humming along at a rapid pace. Getting all the HVAC and electrical in there now. The roof's on, the windows are in. It's starting to look like a building, which I'm pretty excited about.
And I'm sure you and a lot of other folks who are in that general area are probably pleased to see something, a structure standing there. The future is just on the horizon there. Is there an anticipated completion date for that building just yet, or are we still too far out?
No, we have a sense that the building will be completed in September. We'll be moving stuff in from the old base camp facility and other facilities around town to start filling out the building just with equipment and whatnot. And we have an opening date for actually being able to receive our guests to come in the door in October.
Fabulous. All right. Things are starting to take shape. In light of this news that you're telling me now, I understand, or I was reading recently, that the lease on your current building ends this July. And part of the timeline, you were trying to accommodate it so that you could have the new building ready before that lease expires. So between July and your first day of welcoming guests out in October, what do your operations look like at that point?
So we got an extension on that lease.
Oh, great.
So that lease is good through November. Yeah, so we don't have any worries. You don't have to relocate our base camp program anywhere else, which we're thankful for. That would have been a big hassle if we did.
Absolutely, it would have. Oh, that's really great news. So no further questions on that, I suppose. Mm-hmm. That's really good. And I also wanted to talk about a recent partnership. We actually got a news tip into our newsroom that WeQ is partnering with you to help bring this building to fruition. What is the obvious advantage of it is that they're helping you financially with the construction and getting things together with this building. But what other positive aspects come from this partnership with WeQ?
Well, there's always, positive feelings that come when you're partnering with local organizations, local companies. It builds trust in the community when you've got two well-respected institutions working together to help see a project through. The advantage to working with WeQ also, and WeQ is a nonprofit kind of bank or credit union, and they are able to work out better deals, I think, with interest rates and things along those lines when you don't have to pay taxes. In a typical way. And so that's been they've given us a wonderful package, as it were, to help bridge the gap until the funding comes in completely. So, for example, we still have the Willows property out on Lummi Island that's for sale. We haven't sold that yet. And they can help us float that with a loan because we're still having to build the building, right, by October. They can help float that until that sells, and then we can pay off that loan. That we get from WeQ. And it's pretty typical in construction. You get a construction loan to bridge any gaps until all your funding is finalized and secure. Now, the mission we still have about $4 million that we have to raise to be debt-free on the building. So we're still pushing hard to raise that last bit. And for a $28 million building, we're pretty pleased with how far we've come. We've come a long way. This community has been so generous. It's all private funding for the most part to fund this thing.
Certainly agree. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so that last $4 million, that was the last big push. In fact, just yesterday I got an email from a supporter saying, hey, I'm willing to put $500,000 towards this as matching. So if we're able to get $500,000 here in the next month and a half or so, we're going to have a matching gift of $500,000. So we're very thankful for that as well.
Wow, that's no small chunk of change. $500,000 is a lot to be matched up there. Are you already kind of plan? I know this just happened yesterday or earlier this week, but are there plans already going through your mind of how we can maybe get that grant matched?
Yeah, I mean, we really are focusing on folks that have have a big heart for this kind of work and have high capacity to be able to support it. So we're going to be reaching out to some of our supporters that have already supported this effort and see if they're willing to help us with that match on the $500,000. So that'll be our first step. But if there's anyone listening, I mean, please do reach out. And anything that comes in, and as you note that was for the match here through April for this building project, for the Titan, we call it the Titan Building Project, that will be matched. So if you have $500 or $1,000 or $500,000, it'll be matched dollar for dollar if that person gives. in the next month and a half.
Wow, that is incredible, folks. You heard it right here from Hans. Now, just to get a sense of what you are donating towards, let's get a real quick review of what this building's going to hold in comparison to your previous drop-in center.
You bet. So this building is doubling our capacity. So you've got about, our numbers show about 5,000 people experience homelessness in a year, throughout the year in Whatcom County. We serve about 2,500 of those people, so half the homeless population. On a daily basis throughout the year. And this building will allow us to reach the whole spectrum as needed. So the building itself is 5 stories. It's 75,000 square feet. Base camp is 25,000 square feet of space. But this is purpose-built, much more efficient, much more secure. And it also allows for some of the needs we're seeing for seniors, for the medically fragile, for the mentally ill. We call them micro shelters, so separate, distinct shelters, and also shelters for families. That's a huge growing need right now in our communities. It's breaking my heart, actually, how many families are coming to base camp saying we need help. And we only have a couple of rooms there for families. This new place will have 6 rooms for families. We'll be able to reach up to 300 people that are just regular, or I should say 200 people that are kind of like the base camp crowd. Another 100 folks for these micro shelters. That's, again, the families, the seniors, the medically fragile, the people dealing with serious mental health concerns. But it'll also have a 100-bed severe weather shelter. And that's been a huge challenge in our community for a long time, is what happens when the weather gets bad. And this is like 100 beds of overflow that'll be able to reach. So if we're maxed out in all of our programs during severe weather times, 400 people can be in this facility getting real care. It's also going to have a medical facility or with a couple of exam rooms, bathrooms, lobby space for people to get medical care taken care of that are experiencing homelessness. It's also going to have something that our overall community continuum doesn't have a lot of, and that's workplace development opportunities. So it's going to have a donut shop and cafe on the first floor that are hiring people out of our recovery programs. So if you get in our recovery program, you're guaranteed a job at the end of it. And that's going to be a ton of fun. There'll be more news on that when that comes to be, But this whole building is going to basically double the community's impact on shelter once it opens overnight in October. One big thing, though, we want to not have debt on this facility. So that $4 million, if we have debt on that, we don't raise that $4 million, that means those micro shelters are going to open a lot slower. And we don't want that to happen. We want to be able to open them and be able to run at full speed right in October.
Right out the gate, certainly. And yeah. as we've mentioned here on KGMI News, the homeless count here in Whatcom County has surpassed 1,000 for the first time during the last point in time count. So your facility could help almost reduce that number by half in terms of folks who are getting assistance in some way, shape, or form, whether they are sheltering for the evening or trying to get back on their feet with work over there. That's a significant chunk of the population you're already helping out with this.
That's right. And the mission, you know, we've been operating 100 years. We've been adapting to the needs as they change. And that point in time count is a one day in January that gets measured. But people are coming in and out throughout the year as well of homelessness. And, yeah, we're pretty pleased that this is going to meet the major need. About half, what we found is half the homeless population won't come in to shelter right away. And it's for a variety of reasons why they may not come in. Sometimes it's they got social anxieties. Sometimes they don't want to have to be around rules or structure. They just want to kind of be free and live in their own life, as it were. But when it starts to get hard, once you start getting assaulted in your tent or it gets really cold, you come in. And that's the positive thing when the weather gets bad, is people start coming in and they start getting real help. And but we see homelessness as a symptom of deeper things. We want to get at those deeper things so homelessness doesn't have to be a reality anymore. And we've had incredible success with our recovery programs, have an 80% success rate right now. You're clean and sober a year out of our care. And that's exceptional results for programs that are dealing with root causes and getting people healed up and transformed. And now we're going to be able to double that.
That's fantastic.
So we're very excited.
Yeah, as you should be. And you do also do outreach on top of your in-house sort of operations here. In speaking to folks who are experiencing homelessness or have experienced homelessness, what are their have they heard from them about their thoughts about the new facility or anything, any actions recently that have maybe been targeting the homeless population?
Yes. So all our folks at base camp staying with us. We have about 200 people staying a night right there right now. And they are very excited about having a new facility. One, you'll get to spread out. But I would say, too, the folks I've talked to there that are really excited are the seniors. We get a lot of, unfortunately, a lot of people that are in their 70s and 80s showing up, more than we've ever seen. And those folks don't always do well if they're having to stay in the same dormitory as, you know, a young person who might be coming down off meth or something like this. And so they're excited to have their own space and have specialized care for them that, you know, case managers and staff that have connections with nursing homes and adult family care places, they'll be able to get the care they need faster in a place that feels more natural and at home for them.
Certainly. So, them and veterans as well as another big population that's also been impacted by homelessness at a higher rate, right?
Yeah, veterans, certainly. Those are, yeah, they, I mean, there's a full spectrum of people. We're seeing a lot more young people as well. But it's the family one is the big one right now. And so once this project's done, we're going to be looking at families to expand that even more, because this will meet a serious need, but the need is, and this new facility is going to meet the serious need of family homelessness. But I envision there's going to be more coming down the pike. And so as we're thinking about the future, that'll be probably our next big project following this one.
Okay. Now, if people want to donate to this current project, your current facility that's being built over at 910 West Holly Street, what is the best way they can do that?
There's two ways. The best way really is just go through our website. Go to thelighthousemission.org and click the donate button and just note that it's for the new facility. And we'll track that way, and it'll get into the right bucket and go towards that building project. We also still need funds to serve the vast numbers of people we're currently serving, right? We're still, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, safe place to stay, all the case managers and people supporting you, getting you back into work and getting or dealing with addiction issues or reconciling with families or getting your kids back from CPS or all the things that the rest of the staff are doing. So we need funds for that as well. And so if you want to help support families or individuals today, also donate just to our general fund, if you would. That's a great way to be able to support what we're doing, as well as volunteering. And we're a Christian organization. We love people praying for us as well.
Excellent. Hans Erfinger Davis, the president and CEO of Lighthouse Mission Ministries. And of course, we'll have links to those donation buttons underneath this interview on our podcast tab on our website, mybellinghamnow.com. Hans, again, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And let's hope we can get that $4 million raised so that you're debt-free at opening day.
Amen. Thank you so much.